we'll try to do this today. Plus, we'll do this today. Whatever, we'll do it, and that is it. And that is the question of Kiddush on Yom Tov. So the Gemara on Kufei, which we saw briefly yesterday, says as follows. Eitve, Lele Shabbat v'Lele Yom Tov. Yesh behen Kiddusha ala kos, v'yesh ben azkar birkat hamazon. You have Kiddush on wine, and you have a mention of Shabbat and Yom Tov in benching. Shabbat v'Yom Tov ein behem Kiddusha ala kos, v'yesh ben azkar birkat hamazon. But during the day, so there's no mitzvah of Kiddush, and that's what we talked about yesterday, is what does it mean there's no Kiddush? Does it mean you don't say the words Mekadesh Shabbat, or it doesn't have a chalos of Kiddush? But you do, when you bench, mention in Birkat HaMazon, V'is al kadaitach, Misha lo kiddush b'erev Shabbat, Mekadesh v'oleich kol hayom kulo, Shabbat v'yom tov nami mishkachat lo, D'yesh ben kiddush l'akos. And if you think that if you didn't say kiddush on Erev Shabbat, then you can say it again the entire day, meaning Mekadesh Shabbat. So then you would have a case of actual kiddusha with the Brachah Mekadesh Shabbat during the day. D'i lo kiddush me'urta Mekadesh l'machar. So I'm like, D'i lo katani. He says, that's true, but that's not what I'm talking about. He's like, that's not the normal case. We're talking about where you said Kiddush at night. Is there Kiddush during the day? And the answer to that question is, there is no Mekadesh Shabbat during the day. Okay? So the question we need to deal with now is, well, what is the status of Kiddush on Yom Tov? Clearly, we do say Kiddush on Yom Tov, but it doesn't mean that it is equal to that of Shabbat. So what evidence do we have? Let's talk about evidence, and then let's talk about the concepts, and then let's plug them in. So first, what evidence do we have from the Gemara?
Well, we might not have any pasuk.
Okay, good. So let's start by the fact that,
one is we have Kiddush on Yom Tov. Right, that we know,
right? The Gemara says we have Kiddush on Yom Tov day and night, just like we do on Shabbat, right?
But the second piece of evidence we deal with is on
Kuvav, the sukkah we've been doing over and over again.
The pasuk of Zachor, Shabbat, is
Shabbos
for Shabbat.
So therefore, right, text-wise, it's very simple. We know we make Kiddush, but we don't have a pasuk. So now we want to figure out, is Doraita, how could you get to it being... So now what options do we have? We can either say it's Doraita. If we want to say it's Doraita, how could we do that?
So either find a new pasuk, or...
learn enough from the same ones.
Right. Explain how Zachor, etc. applies to Yom Tov. Now, conceptually, what's the difference between these? Right? If we find a new pasuk, what is that going to tell us about?
They're not very similar.
Correct. That there is Kiddush. The Kiddush is different. Very good. This obviously would say Kiddush is
similar or same.
Let's say fine. Similar conceptually. Right? Now, if it's Derabbanan, then what? Correct, right? So you could say the exact same thing, Derabbanan, right? Meaning it could be that it's Derabbanan and it doesn't exist primarily on a biblical level, but conceptually it is a rabbinic application of the same conceptual framework as you have by Shabbat, or it's rabbinic and it's different, right? Okay, and now we got to ask you, okay.
I suppose that it's stronger than Shabbos because you could say that like Kiddush of Yom Tov is actually sanctifying you or something.
So now different, right? Okay, good. Here, different could be stronger, weaker, or just different. Very good.
Right? Okay, so far we haven't said anything conceptual. We've just laid out the theoretical possibilities. We haven't yet tried to justify these conceptually. Right?
Yeah.
We just laid them out. Right? And then blah, blah, blah. Same thing here. Yeah. Great. Okay. Now let's do the conceptual question. It's okay. Besides the pasuk question, if I asked you minus the pasuk, should Kiddush on Yom Tov be obligatory the way it is on Shabbat or not? Now, should it be? Right. So now this is right now. Should it be?
another battle.
Oh God. Fine. Should it be?
If they're bad, just
I grab another one.
From there. Oh. We thought there were more markers here, and turns out they're all bad.
Don't put the bad ones back. Put them on the floor.
Fine. Sure. Well, apparently, Reagan doesn't care. He uses this. Okay, fine. Thank you. Right, so what do we have? So again, now we move to the question of should it be the same conceptually? So, you tell me, Josh. Since you had an opinion, Josh wanted to say it should exist and it should be stronger. Why?
Because by Yom Kippur actually sanctifying the day.
Oh, very good. Because we had three models to explain Kiddush. One is it sanctify. The other was separate, right? Demarcate. And the third was just
praise.
Declare praise, blah, 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 blah. Josh says, well, on Shabbat, we had to bend over backwards to figure out how you could add Kedusha to Shabbat, but on Yom Tov, we know that you can add Kedusha. How do you know you can add Kedusha? Because that's exactly what we do. Yom Tov depends on the calendar, and the calendar depends
on us.
We are literally Mekadesh, and according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if you remember when I was here for Shabbat, I mentioned Rabbeinu Chananel says more than that. Beit Din actually does a separate sanctification of Shabbat, of Yom Tov on Yom Tov. In addition to what we do,
correct.
That's insane. Right, ostensibly, right, if we didn't have the calendar, yes, it depends on us. Now, the question of will it happen automatically, but at some level, the answer to that might be yes. Might be. I'm not going to say it definitely is, but might be yes.
Well, I was going to say, though,
you were what? Okay, good. Now, why weaker?
Well, Shabbos has...
Shabbos, because it's more regular, you need to differentiate it more. Because it's, like, every week. So Kiddush is supposed to, like, separate it from the rest of the...
Okay, so one second. Let me just write this in. Yom Tov's stronger because we are Mekadesh. And then, according to most people, that would be through Rosh Chodesh. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, okay, this is confusing. I was about to write Rabbeinu Chananel, right, is on Yom Tov. And I'll just read it to you. So I didn't give it to you because I was already short on page. But I'll read you as the Rajma quotes in Bava Batra Kuf Chaf Alef, says that Mo'adei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Beit Din, whether the Chagim need Beit Din to be Mekadesh them. So the Rosh says b'kiddush haChodesh. That's at the month. But Rabbeinu Chananel katav zelashono mo'adei Hashem tzrichin kiddush beit din ki Moshe Rabbeinu kidsham shem v'daber Moshe et mo'adei Hashem v'nei Yisrael dibur zeh kiddush haMo'adot humipi Moshe shamin en mina shamodem tzrichin kiddush beit din l'kovam lomar haMo'ed b'yom zeh mikudash. From here you learn that on the holiday itself you need to say mikudash. Now according to that you can't get a better proof for Josh, which is, you actually are Beit Din is Mekadesh Yom Tov on Yom Tov. So that would give us room to say it's a stronger Kiddush, like sanctifying. Good. Now, Eitan and Kobe want to say weaker. Why weaker? Interesting, right? Then maybe you have to demarcate it less because, right, Shabbat, you know, like Yom Tov is, you know, there's a holiday season because you could really, maybe I'll take Josh's thing and flip it on its head. What do you mean? Beit Din declared the month. Beit Din is telling you the chag. So why does the individual have to do it? It's one thing, Shabbat, God was Mekadesh it, and now we need to somehow maybe reflect on it. Right? But Yom Tov, we as people were already Mekadesh it. So why should we Mekadesh it a second time through Kiddush, right? So you could take this and say weaker because we already did that. Right? Within Kiddush. Or you said maybe when separating. I'm not sure as much within separating, maybe. But you could just take Josh's thing and flip it on his head, which we were already Mekadesh it. Why do you need to Mekadesh it again? Right? Separating, I don't know. Yeholiot. And praise, if it's praise, you would say? Yeah, I would say, well, now I doubt it's the same. Right? Meaning, it's similar. I'm praising it. Why should I not praise Yom Tov? I mean, maybe I don't. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't really have a strong...
The quality of praise is different.
I mean, maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. I don't know. There's nothing that jumps out at you. But the kiddush side of it, like sanctifying.
Before Shabbat, right?
Okay, so maybe, right? Maybe it points to the different natures of Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's definitely possible. Okay, what else? Who wants to plug in? Right, again, we have to ask this both in Daraita level, Darabanan, right? Because you could say, Daraita doesn't need kiddush. Darabanan, we tell you to, or whatever, right? You could do. Who wants to, who wants to plug something else in? Okay, good. So everyone's going to the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore what? Therefore it's stronger, weaker? Not necessary? Necessary?
It is not necessary.
Okay, good, right? So this is another possibility that its strength is its weakness, right? Meaning you're going to the Chag, you're making a special Shabbos. The whole point is you do it in your home, right? Every week. So it needs something. Chagim, not so much. Then you'd have to ask about Rosh Hashanah. Very good. You have to ask about that. Right. I mean, the Gemara raises the possibility of Yom Kippur. Right. That was in the Gemara we saw in Erev and Daf Mem. So presumably all the Chagim. Then you have to say, oh, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yeah. I understand. Right. You have other mitzvot, Yom, whatever.
Shabbos is the paradigm of Kiddush as we find in the Torah, and all the Moadim are just like based off of that.
Okay. So now, Kobe says maybe there's a reason which is similar, which is.
Which is
Rishon, who the Mikrai Kodesh, to quote the Pasuk, right? Or the Havdalah is not the Pasuk. To quote the summary of the Pasuk in Kiddush, which is, it is the first. It starts off the Pesukim in Amor about Mikrai Kodesh.
That means that Shabbos is stronger than the other.
You could say it's stronger, you could say it's weaker, you could say no. Shabbos sets the paradigm. I thought you were saying this.
Is that saying that they're the same?
I don't know. It depends what Rishon is. Right? Is it just first, or is it the first, prime? Yes, you're right. That would hang on it. Okay, so let's try to plug these in, okay? Right? The conceptual models are actually quite clear, so let's, and then we'll see nafkaminas to this, right? Are there going to be nafkaminas?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, good. Before we actually look at them inside, let's see if we predict nafkaminas. What nafkaminas might you see?
Nashim.
Very good. That's a big one. Nashim, because it's a mitzvah to say Shazam and Grama, but by Shabbos, It's Shamor v'Zachor, but if it's not from Zachor, then they're going to be Pater. Very good.
Safik.
What?
Safik, because they're
Rabbanon. Good. And the right to the Rabbanon question will be Safik Brachot. Very good. Yeah, potentially, right? If it's something different, you might say eating before, right? Davening, right? Eating before Kiddush, like
also,
we saw by Kiddush during the day.
Daytime is different than night.
What? Oh, good. Very good. And is there going to be a difference in day and night? Right, very good. Right, is right day versus night, is it going to have the same conceptual models as Kiddush and Shabbos, or is it going to be distinct? Good. So now let's start plugging it in, and once we have the conceptual model, things are going to go pretty fast. Because, right, we've been learning Kiddush long enough that by the time you plug this in, this is not going to be so hard. So, Mechilta says, Likadsho, Likadsho, Bivracha. Mikan Amr Mikachin Aliyin Bichni Sato. You sanctify it. Ain't Leila Shabbat. Yamim Tovim Minayin. Talmud Lomar Eile Moada Hashem Asher Tikro Tam Mikrai Kodesh. So according to Mechilta, first of all, is it Doraita? Probably, unless you think it's an Asmachta.
Yeah.
But probably, quotes a separate pasuk. Good reason to believe that it's Doraita, but who knows? Right? But. Now, if I ask you, is it Doraita in the same way Shabbat is, or not? So I don't know. On the one hand, it's a different pasuk. On the other hand, it's presenting it as Zachor. How do I know that Yom Tov is also right?
It's using the same concept of the action of calling it
Kodesh. Exactly. So I don't know. Right. On the one hand, he quotes a separate pasuk, which would imply that it's different. On the other hand. It brings the other pasuk to bring Yom Tov back towards Shabbat, which might imply similar. So I don't know 100%, right? But you could definitely read it in either way. And again, yes, is it Doraita to Rabbanan? Well, is it an asmacht or not? But it definitely
bases off the pasuk.
Yeah, the Rambam in 3 tells you, Kishem shemekachim b'leilei Shabbat mavdilin b'yotzei yom to b'yotzei Shabbat kach makdishim b'leilei yom to yomim tovim mavdilin b'motzei en b'motzei yom kippurim. The Rambam says, just like you make kiddush and avdala on Shabbat, you make kiddush on yom tov. Shekulam shabtot Hashem hein, because they are all Shabbat of God.
So, is it like,
well, where does the Rambam go?
Like they're the same exact thing.
Right. The Rambam simple pshat is. This Doraita. Similar, right? Why? Not Bishanu Mikra Kodesh, but they're all Shabbat.
What does that have to do with Kiddush? Like, does that tell you what Kiddush is on Yom Tov?
We don't know yet. Very good. Well, what did the Rambam... good. What did the Rambam think Kiddush was? Lehavdil, right? To separate the holy day from the... And in that sense, does this make sense? 100%. I know that Eitan didn't love it. He said maybe Yom Tov and Shabbat have to be separated differently, but you could just say, look, you have to separate Kodesh from Chol. This is Kodesh. You need to separate it from Chol. Same way, same, right? Same place, same time, same everything. That's not crazy. Right? That seems to be the Rambam. Right? So this is the Rambam.
Right? When he says Shabbat Tov, does that simply mean that he thinks it is the same as Shabbos?
It sounds like that. Right? Meaning he says that they're Chayiv and Kiddush in... Now, does he think Shabbat and Yom Tov are absolutely the same? No. Does he think that the status of Kiddush derives from the Shabbat-ness of Yom Tov? Probably. Or that seems to be what he's saying. He's not saying Shabbat and Yom Tov are necessarily the same, but he's saying there are enough Shabbat such that Kiddush applies to all of them.
Also, this is by daytime isn't clear either.
And then in the next line, Halach Chavalev, he says, B'leila Yom Tov mekadosh al yayin ki Shabbat, b'meil al yayin ein... I don't know what you don't like. He says, just like we have Kiddush Rabbah. I mean, yes, but you always could say kaf is kaf adimayon, except it just doesn't sound that way in this one. Because he says the reason you're chayv is because they're all Shabbat. So according to the Rambam, it sounds like d'oraita because they're all Shabbat. Magid Mishnah? No. And this is about Nifsak Lalach and many Achron. Magid Avram quotes this Magid Mishnah. I didn't give it to you because I ran out of space, even with shrinking most of them to font 10. To size 10.
He's not
saying
this just on the Rambam, right?
Well, he's convinced. I understand that Magid Mishnah is convinced the Rambam means this. I don't know where he gets this from. He says, Vida, She'ein Kiddush Yom Tov Dvar Torah. It is not. Why?
Because.
Very good. Because. Now, he could say because well, the pasuk is Zachar Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, or he could say because he thinks conceptually it doesn't make sense. Which, as we saw, maybe. There are some conceptual reasons you might say it, but how much hint does he give you as to what it is that drives him? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That is what he tells you. What I just said is what he tells you. Sounds like Kishem. Just like. I understand. Sometimes just like means similar to, but here he says, if he hadn't said the words, Shekulam Shabtot Hashem, I would have said maybe it's a Kaf HaDimyon, not a Kaf HaShivyon. But he said, they are Shabbat. I don't know. You could get very lumdish. I don't know. I'm not. I mean, that's not a quote. The fact that Yom Tov is sometimes called Shabbat is from a Pasuk, yes. Meaning, those words, no. But the fact that they are called Shabbat, yes, that's from a Pasuk. He's not making this up. It says so. Yeah.
So yeah, that's what he's referring to. He's not saying.
Yeah, but it. But when you invoke and you say the reason you say Kiddush is because they're all Shabbat, right? It sounds like you're saying that at least this element is because of their similarity. I understand. You don't want it. You don't buy it. You want to say it's kick. Oh, the Magid Mishnah is so emphatic. I get it, and I assume that's what he's doing. He didn't buy it. He's like Kobe and Yoni. He's like, oh, kid. Sort of like. Shabbat, it's sort of like this, and therefore it's sort of like Kiddush like that, but you know, it's Derabanan.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
No, I understand. I just, you read the Rambam, you're like, no. No, he's not the only one. I didn't give you everything, but you find the same in many of the Gaonim. I will briefly read you, I don't know if anyone actually got a chance to look at the longer piece in the Torah at Raphael, which is fine if you did not. I'm not upset at you. Yeah, I know. I sent you out if you wanted to see more. But at the beginning of that piece, he has a brief, very brief summary on the Doraita Derabanan.
He quotes the Magen Avraham, who quotes the Magen Mishnah, says that it's obviously derabanan. But he notes that the Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Bahag doesn't sound that way, because the Bahag says, as we saw already in the Bahag, that the mitzvah is the mikdash Yom Tov and Shabbat and Yom Tov. And the She'iltot says, Yolat Kiddush Yom, but he says the She'iltot quotes the source as the same as the Mechilta, which is Mikra Kodesh the Kiddush Hayom, which implies now. So this goes back to Gabe's point. He says there's an nafkamina between Zachar basing it all on Shabbat and Mikra Kodesh, and that is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not called Shabbat, but it is a Mikra Kodesh. So he argues that if it's from the Shabbat Shabo, Rosh Hashanah would be exceptional. Where it's from Mikra Kodesh, Rosh Hashanah would be included. But if that, with that read of the Torah file within the She'iltot of learning, what is that saying? It's Doraita, but it's different.
Mikra Kodesh doesn't mean
correct. It's not from the Shabbat. It's from the Mikra Kodesh aspect. And he notes that who all told this? So Rashi and Shavuot, who we saw in the past on Yud Gimel, that says that even Kiddush of Yom Kippur is from the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh. And the Ravid in Torah Kohanim on the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh says, Shehizkir bo Kedushat Hayom v'chibdu b'ktut nikia, that you honor it with Kiddush and with nice clothing. All of that makes it sound like it's Doraita and it's a different Doraita. Right? That seems to be what they're doing. And then he knows, obviously, the Magen Mishnah is going to either reject all this and say, or say it is a smachta, just like Tosfot says explicitly in Shavuot. But now let's look at some implications of this. So, as we saw, one nafkamina is going to be women. So you look at Rabbi Kivayeger, it says in 5, Rov nashe didan machmirin la'atzmanu zihirot uzrizut l'kayim rov mitzvah asei shazman grama. That women are mostly machmir to keep time-bound positive commandments. Okay? They don't have to. But most women are machmir, and they do it. And then he gives examples. Going shofar sukkah lula v'kiddush b'yom tov v'heve kikib lolai. Shofar sukkah and kiddush on yom tov that they've accepted upon themselves. What do you immediately learn from Rabbi Kivayeger? It's Doraita, but it's a different one. Very good. Right? Rabbi Kivayeger, I know it's Doraita because he compares it to the other Doraita mitzvah decisions my grandma that women are exempt from but accept. But are they exempt from Kiddush on Shabbat? No. So Rabbi Kivayeger says it's Doraita, but different. So this is Rabbi Kivayeger. Nafkamina? Nashim. Right? So there you go. That is a pretty good proof that he thinks it is different.
Yep.
Nice. But Doraita. Minchat Chinuch. Yeah. Very unlikely. Very unlikely. Mitzvah Zeish Man Grama? You would think he would clarify that. It's also not clear whether women are exempt from Mitzvah Zeish Man Grama Derabana. That's not obvious in postcode. That's very fancy. That's very fancy. Oh, he quoted Kiddush and Yantiv to include there. I mean, it could be, but it's very, you know. I mean, it could be. I can't prove it. Minchat Chinuch 6 says, "Bekiddush Yom Tov, ine mashu ben Torah." Kiddush Yom Tov. If you say it's biblical, efshar shu shavai leShabbat, he says, if it's biblical, then it might be. He's not sure. Equivalent for women. Shechayavim, achim neima shumi derabanan, efshar din nashim chayavot. But if it's derabanan, maybe not. So he thinks that if it's Doraita, then...
He mentions all four possibilities.
But he thinks that if it's Doraita, then...
Maybe.
Then it might be the same. Very good. It might be. Now, he's not sagur on this, but he's spelling out the conceptual possibility for you. La halacha, how do we paskin, though? Shulchan Aruch says, quite simply, and this is nifzak in most poskim, hakiddush b'yom tov midibrei sofrim. So first of all, this Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's different sofrim. Right, that's the first Lubavitcher of the Balatanya. V'aval pichein Yesh lo kol din yesh lo shabbat chol davar. He says, remember I said you could say it's similar or different both in Daraita and Darabanan? Which one does he take? Darabanan, similar. Very good. So Darabanan, similar is Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay? Right? And therefore, Nazim Chayavat, Bekidish HaShavat Minat Toro, V'yom Tov, 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 Bekiddush Hayom Chayavot Shnemar Zachor Et Yom V'Nemar Shamor Et Yom V'Kol Sheyesh Meshmir Yesh Mezachira. Right, so on a Derabanan level, we carry over what's true from Shabbat to Yom Tov. Rav Moshe Feinstein in 8 says, Hinei Kadav HaRambam Chavtet Yudchet Shetam Shemekashem Yom Tov Mimnei Shegamu Nikra Shabtot Hashem. That it is, you make Kiddush on Yom Tov because it's also Shabbat Hashem. V'im Kain Nichol B'Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat L'Kacho. He said, so you didn't like it, but he said the simple pshat of the Rambam is this. So this is, right, similar Daraita. That's from Moshe Feinstein. And he says, or possibility two, Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says the Rambam says they're the same. According to the Magen Mishnah, within the Rambam, Ramosha thinks they're, even if you think it's Derabanan, it's a Derabanan patterned on the Doraita. And he says, therefore, V'avim asmach the Derabanani, kemo shekatav shama magen mishnah, alo nitkan amechuvei mitzvah shal shabbat, v'nashim bechlal. It would be instituted parallel to the mitzvah Doraita of Kiddush, and therefore women would be chayav. Da b'shvil ha-shmira mi-melacha, nikru shabbatot, because it's the prohibition of melacha that makes them shabbat, and another proof is that is the Arba Kosot, one of which is Kiddush. And it would be a big Kiddush for you to say that the first of the Arba Kosot, which is Kiddush, has a different Chalos Kiddush, and therefore women are only Chayav in the Chalos Shem Kiddush, which is Arba Kosot, and not Kiddush and Yom Tov. And therefore he says, the fact that women are chayev in all Arba Kosot, including Kiddush, he thinks is proof that women are chayev in Kiddush and Yom Tov. So what we have now is, probably, according to the Rambam, as understood by Moshe Feinstein, Kiddush is Deoraita and similar to Shabbat. Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's Derabanan, but similar. Rabbi Gveger, it's Deoraita, but different. And presumably somebody says Derabanan and different. Now, the Torah Raphael argues that even if it's different Daraita, it might be parallel, right? Which is just another nuance, right? Because even if it is from Mikra Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh expresses itself in Ishmael Malacha. What? I don't like this guy, you mean the one from the Mechilta? It's from the Mechilta.
No, he's saying that Zachar and Shamor is the same as Kom Lechas Avoda Lo Sasu and Mikra Kodesh.
Oh, yeah. So he assumes that the Drasha Mikra Kodesh is essentially a parallel to Zachar and Shamor and Kol Avoda. Yeah, he says, Evel Nira, the Yesh Lomer, the Gambi Kiddush, the Yom Tov. Nami Nashim Chayavot, Dachtiv Mikra Kodesh, Yelachem, Kom Lechad Alo Lo Tasu, Vim Kain. Arminin Kol Sheyesh, B'chom Alechad Avodah, Lo Tasu, Yeshem Mikra Kodesh, Yelachem, Yidav B'sachim Yosef Al Tochal, Tzolid Yeshem B'chom Echol Matzah. Right, the Torah Fall argues maybe it's different and women are still Chayev. Yes, I understand.
But, like, if the Zachar Shomer thing is because they were, like, set at the same time, they're intrinsically connected.
Well, maybe. Now, I will note, I just wanted to throw out in a sieve here, that the idea that Mikra Kodesh is, in fact, an independent source that tells you how to be Mikadosh Yom Tov, and that it is different from Shabbat, is supported by the Netziv in a completely different context. And that is, very briefly, the following. The Psukim and Emor have the mitzvah of V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, of Kiddush HaShem, or Kiddush HaShem. So Chazal understand that, at least in one place, of Kiddush HaShem being martyrdom. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And in another halacha learned from V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael is minyan.
The Netziv is Mechadesh. The davening with a minyan is normally Derabanan, except on Yom Tov. No, on Yom Tov. Not Kiddush. So look what he says. Masechet Megillah, Nidrash Mikan, She'ein Omer Davar B'Kedusha Pachot Masar. The Gemara Megillah says you daven with a minyan, but you can't say anything that needs a minyan with less than a minyan. Uvasher Mashmut Mikra Kodesh U'Tfilah Kasher U'Yivu'ar. The meaning of Mikra Kodesh is Tfilah. V'haya mitzvah litpalel b'mei ha-moed k'mo shenahug al-pi mitzvah chazal b'chol yom. And therefore, there's a mitzvah, biblically, to daven on chag, the way we rabbinically daven every day. Mishum hachi k'tiv b'moed, and that's why it says, b'moed v'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael, b'asara, yomru d'shabat kodesh, v'emet b'yotenu b'eretz Yisrael, I think that's it. He said, when they were in Eretz Israel, they used to daven every day. But but they couldn't say Davar Shebikdusha. But on Chag, they would all go to Yerushalayim. So what's he saying? Davening b'tzibur is d'oraita on Yom Tov midin mikra kodesh. Now, I didn't bring you, it's a nice kiddush before Yom Tov for you to know, but what's the point that the pasuk the Mechilta uses for kiddush on Yom Tov, according to the Netziv, tells you that Yom Tov specifically has a special chiyuv to daven with a minyan, which might support something like this, right? Not for the reason that Josh said. Maybe there's just a different chalos, right? Right, so either stronger or different, meaning maybe Kiddush on Yom Tov is doing something completely different. It's not being Mekadosh the day at all. It's a function of your Chiv to declare of Tfilat Shel Yom Tov. Right, okay, so summarize where we are so far. So we noted two facts we need to explain. We have Kiddush on Yom Tov, and we know that the source in the Gemara for Shabbat is Zachor. So what do we then do? So one possibility is Yom Tov is d'oraita, either from a new pasuk, which we have now found is possibly Mikra Kodesh, which either tells you that it is stronger or different. Nafka Mina possibly is women's chiyuv, as we saw in Rabbi Kiva Eger, where he thinks it's d'oraita when women are patur, but not necessarily, because it could be parallel, like Rav Moshe argues, or the Torah Raphael argues. D'oraita, but it is included under Zachor Yom HaShabbat, because all Yom Tovim have an aspect of Shabbat, which is simple pshat on the Rambam, and it's adopted by Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's the Rabbanan version of Yom Tov, but it's similar halachically, and therefore women are still chayev, that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or it's the Rabbanan and different. And then we said, conceptually, why would you say it's stronger? So the one end, it might be stronger, either because it has a completely different mechanism, which is what you see like in the Netziv, that Mikra Kodesh is a special chiv of Tfilah on Yom Tov, or it's stronger because on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, we bend over backwards to explain how you could add Kedusha to Shabbat, but on Yom Tov, we know you do add Kedusha. So if you think Kiddush is about adding Kedusha, so maybe Yom Tov you can do that. On the other hand, that might lead you to the conclusion that it's weaker because we already added Kedusha. That's what we do on Yom Tov. And therefore, you don't have to do it personally in Kiddush. If you think it's about demarcating the day, so presumably it would be the same, which is what the Rambam holds, the Shittato, right? Because I'm separating Chol from Shabbat, I'm separating Chol from Yom Tov. And if it's praise, so maybe it's the same, maybe it's stronger, maybe it's weaker, you could do that at Daraita level, you could do that at Darabanan level. I don't have any particularly strong feelings about that. Okay. The rest of what I gave you here is an article by Rav Moshe Lichtenstein where he goes through some of this analysis, I think in a very nice way, and quotes several Masorot from his family, from the Soloveitchik extended family, which I don't know if they're published elsewhere. I didn't bother looking through all the Ketuvim, whether we have it elsewhere, but but he quotes oral traditions from his family, through his father, back to the Rav, back to Moshe Soloveitchik, right? So his great-grandfather. So Moshe quotes as follows. Ein Magid Mishnah shekatav v'dash in Kiddush Yom Tov Dvar Torah. Magid Mishnah says that Kiddush on Yom Tov is derabana. V'cheinokar amogin avram v'rachram l'alacha. And that's what other achronim say as well. Ach shomati be'aba mari b'shem zikni Ramoshi zatal. But I heard from my father, meaning from Aaron Lichtenstein, in the name of Ramoshi Soloveitchik, she'ein mashma ken v'pashat lo shet haramba. That's not what the Rambam says. El ha'adir haba, she'kiddush Yom Tov hu... The Rambam says that women are chayev, are potter from Mizrach, except for Kiddush. And then there are two girsaot. One girsa says, except for Shabbat and Yom Tov. According to the first girsa, for sure it's Doraita. According to the second one, it could go either way. But even if you don't want to prove it from the Rambam, there's a sheet on the sheet of Mekubetzet that thinks that it's Doraita. Mechilta says it's Doraita. But now he says, okay, what drove the Magen Mishnah to say that Kiddush on Yom Tov is not Doraita? It comes down to understanding what Kiddush is. It could be praise, like any other Hallel. It doesn't change the day. That's one possibility. Second possibility is it actually adds Kedusha. That was the, you're getting some Chazara in here. That was the, look at the Ramban in general, in Kiddush. Acha Ramban ala Torah katav shekiddush mikadesh ed ayom. Umozul lo Kedusha shekiddush beitin mikadesh shenana chamishim. But the Ramban compared that you actually add Kedusha. Because Shabbat is Kedusha, Kiddush B'dei Shamayim, and Yom Tov is B'dei Adam. That was the Gemara I read you in Bava Batra, Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Machloket, whether that's on Rosh Chodesh, or on Yom Tov itself, like Rabbeinu Chananel. On Yom Tov, right, so, according to Ramban, what is Kiddush? Harinitan losif Kedusha nosefet B'dei Adam, ala Kedusha yesh lo B'dei Shamayim. You can add Kedusha. And Rav Lichtenstein used to show that a support for this was the Halacha of Din Bechor. That is a Bechor, Kadosh Mirechem, Kadosh from when it's in the mother's womb? Yes. Do you have to declare it Kadosh? Yes. Yes, the halacha is that it is Kadosh whether you declare it Kadosh or not. But you have to, Mimosif, which is Rolichenstein's proof that there's such a thing as something which is Kadosh, to which you have to add Kedusha. And then he quotes the Machloket where he saw between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether on Yom Tov, you say, I'm sorry, on Shabbat, you say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Shabbat, or just Mekadesh HaShabbat. So now he says, let's plug it in. V'nira, so he says, maybe the Magen Mishnah thinks this, that Kiddush is adding Kedusha. So you might have thought like Josh, well, if it's adding Kedusha, that means it's more amenable on Yom Tov. But Moshe actually thinks the Magen Mishnah says, no, you're... And now, it also happens to be the Magen Mishnah is from the Beit Midrash of the Ramban. You should know that. He's Talmud of the Rashba. Okay, so it does mean he comes from that Beit Midrash. But he thinks, no, Kedusha is adding Kedusha. But maybe he's convinced that Yom Tov is Derabbanan because we did that already. V'lochem Mishnah Kedush. Mishnah Kedush will be the right. Mishnah Mishnah Yadah Nazar Kedush L'olam. L'yom. And with Yom Tov, Ein Kedush Ma'alam Orav Yachdush Yom Tov Rekvari Kedush Bidei Adam. And he said the human aspect was already added. The Kavanch can annulum in the Rabbanon. And what would the Rambam hold? So he says there's two ways to understand the Rambam. How can you understand the Rambam?
either it's just praise or demarcation, right? It's one of these. I mean, he says praise, but praise or demarcation, and therefore Shabbat and Yom Tov are the same in that way. They need to be praised or demarcated. And what's the other possibility? Josh, which is that no, just because you could be Mekadesh doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to Mekadesh it again, because there's the communal Kiddush and then there's the personal Kiddush. Right, so that's what Rav Moshe says, that there's, you could, Mishnei Drachim, either, Efshar Lomar Shladadar, in Kiddush Mekadesh Yom El Rach Shevech La'alo, Shemitzvatam Midoraita. Ukishem Shabbat Yishmit Shevach Av Yom Tov Mitzvah Odaitin Torah. So just like on Shabbat you praise, on Yom Tov you do. The Efshar Lashbir Rambam Bovin Acher. Alternatively, is maybe he agrees with the Ramban that you're adding Kiddusha, but he thinks that you can add. And why? Tamadavar Shaf Kiddush Moed Al Pi Beitin and Masbetar Beitin. Hamad Mishpatir Return to Zigei Kal Yisrael. Said maybe when Beit Din makes Yom Tov holy, they're not doing it as Beit Din, they're doing it as the representatives of Klal Yisrael, and therefore there might be a value for people to participate. Another svara at the bottom. Vodef Sharlatia Hefech Svara Magimish Yom Tov Tav Kidul Kazim Moid Masha Enkin Kid Shabbat. Where he says, or the other extreme, and this is really Josh, is you could say that on Shabbat Kiddush is only praise, and on Yom Tov, because human beings are involved in the Kiddusha, it is adding Kiddusha. And then he suggests, if you turn to the next page, that question might hang on the Pasuk.
Which
Pasuk do you quote? Yeah, because if he says it's from Elim Moadei Hashem, that really does sound like you are adding Kedusha. Asher Tikru'u Otam B'Moadam. On the other hand, in other sources, yet another Pasuk is quoted, and that is Laman Tizkor at Yom Tzedcha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's the Bahag. Right? Really, I should have given you the Bahag inside. Right, but the Bahag is a different one, which is Laman Tizkor, right? So he says, he suggests that this is right according to the Elam Moadei Svara, because I'm declaring it Moed, but to say that it's just praise and something like this is either Zachor or, right, Zichirat Yitzir Mitzrayim, which is the Bahag Svara, in which case it is not adding Kedusha, it is just praise. Okay, then in section Bet, Rav Moshe says, Amar Rav Acha, well, you definitely can. The question is that what Kiddush is, right? You definitely are. We're the ones who Mekadesh it. We declare the Yom Tov holy through the calendar because we're in charge of the calendar. Therefore, Yom Tov is whatever day we declare based on Rosh Chodesh. And according to Rabbeinu Hananel, we actually declare Yom Tov holy on Yom Tov. I mean, Beit Din does that. Then Rav Moshe has another, in section Bet, he does the following. So this is something that we're not going to end up spending too much time on it, but the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin says that Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, B'tzarach She'yazkir Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim Mekiddush Hayom. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin says that you have to mention Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And remember, we already talked about it, is that Doraita Derabanan, Machal Gerachronim, and Chachinuch thinks Doraita, Mangin Avram thinks it's Derabanan, Nafkamin are you Yotze Kiddush Min HaTorah during davening. Tivhacha Laman Tizkored Yom Uktivazim Zachar Yom HaShabbat Ach Ein Din Ze Ko Pashut. So now Rav Moshe says as follows. This is not obvious. Sharei Shabbat Ein Ikara. Now this is something we hadn't done yet, so I figured I would integrate it now. Is this obvious that this should apply on Shabbat? So I ask you, Is Shabbat Zeichel Yetziat Mitzrayim?
What's that and Zeichel Matzah Bereishit?
So, in the first Aseret HaDibrot, what is it?
Bereishit.
In the second one, it's Mitzrayim. So, if you just asked me, you would say the simple pshat is that?
Oh, or Zachar, which is Kiddush.
So, he says like this. So, one possibility is it's Zeichel Matzah Bereishit. And why do we say Zeich Leitzim Mitzrayim? Not that that's what Shabbat is commemorating, but
That's why we have to have a brit with God to be the ones to commemorate Breishit. But fundamentally, Shabbat itself is not about Mitzrayim. It's just that's when we entered into a covenant. That's the first day in the Ramban. One second. Look, that's the first day in the Ramban. The first day in the Ramban is She'ain Shabbat Klal Zeich Leitzim Mitzrayim. That Shabbat is not Zeich Leitzim Mitzrayim, Ela Rak Masa Breishit. And even though we say, Ki Hu Yom Tchilo Mikra Yikod Zeich Leitzim Mitzrayim, I in Kiddush we say it, the Ramban suggests in his first answer that doesn't mean Shabbat is Zeich Leitzim Mitzrayim. What does it mean? It's the Tchilah to Mikra Kodesh and the rest of the Mikra Kodesh. All the other Chagim are connected to Mitzrayim. Shabbat is not. That's one possibility. And the Rav Yah also quotes Tudeit about this. The other possibility is that Shabbat itself is at some level Zeichel Maaseh Breishit in different ways. Either some of the Rishonim say, the Ibn Ezra says maybe it's the fact that we don't make our slaves work, that aspect of it is Zeichel Yom Mitzrayim and not all of it. Or alternatively, the creative acts you do on Shabbat, right? They both are creative acts and therefore you avoid them because Zeichel Maaseh Breishit and they were the type of things you did as slaves.
Could it be that
it's Zachor? Maybe. Or the Ramban suggests in a different answer that no. Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim means that we remember miracles, and miracles point to God's control over the world just like creation does. Meaning because God created it, that's why he has control, and that's why he could perform miracles, so they actually are conceptually linked. Right, that's another answer in the Ramban. Now, he says, if you think... So now I'll summarize a little bit here. So now he says, if you think that Shabbat itself actually is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim in any of the ways that I just said in way too short a time, then you end up with the position of the Minchat Chinuch that mentioning Mitzrayim in Kiddush is Minhat Torah. But if you think, like the Rav Yah, that Shabbat is not really Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim at all, Chagim or Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shabbat isn't, and Shabbat is just part of that unit, so then you're more likely to say that this chiyuv to remember Mitzrayim is not fundamental to Kiddush, and maybe it's not even Doraita. He says, fine. However, and here's where Moshe has his Kiddush, by Shabbat, we have to bend over backwards to figure out in what way Shabbat is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. But where do we not have to do that? Yom Tov, very good. Says by Yom Tov, I'll call Zamor Lagavay Shabbat. Vil be Yom Tov, Zeichel Mitzrayim, Chedelek, Ikare, Mikdushar Ayom. By Yom Tov, Mitzrayim is fundamental. Vitama Dever Pashut, for obvious reasons. What are the reasons? That all Shalosh Regalim are connected to events that happened in Yitziat Mitzrayim. And in fact, in our Tefillah, we say this all the time. Vatitin Lanu at Yom X. Mikra Kodesh Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. You will say this on Shavuot. Yeah, Yom Kippur is an outlier there. Right? Meaning the Shalosh Regalim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are outliers, 100%. But the Mikra Kodesh are definitely, definitely, definitely Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, whereby Shabbat, you could question it, and you could say Shabbat, because what do we say in Tefillah on Shabbat? B'Shabbat Kad Shicha Ba'ava Rasan Nivchilanu Zikaron Le Masev Reshit. And maybe later it has an aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Yom Tov, he thinks that Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim will be fundamental. And therefore he thinks even if you paskin like the Magen Avram by Shabbat, that Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is not Minat Torah, on Moed, it is. So now, that's very nice. Now we've covered a little bit of Kuf Yud Zayin. But now let's focus on our sugya. But now Rav Moshe says it's more than that. This basic philosophical point explains what? This. The Bahag. The Bahag thinks that Kiddush on Yom Tov is Doraita from what pasuk? Leman tizkor et Yom Tzeitcha Meretz Mitzrayim. It's a different chalos. Shabbat isn't really about Mitzrayim, and therefore the Zachor is on Shabbat per se. But on Yom Tov, he says, Va'ad ta nitna rosh v'nashuva. I hope you caught that biblical reference, Kobe. Va'ad ta nitna rosh v'nashuva. What?
It's not.
Oh. By the Meraglim, nitna rosh v'nashuva mitzrayma. Let's turn head and go back to Mitzrayim. So Rav Moshe quotes it, nitna rosh v'nashuva. What's he doing? What, Rav Moshe's playing. Yeah, li'alfuta rabahag about Mitzrayim.
Really,
yes, it's very good. He's a very good writer. Yeah, but he's making a pun. Let's nitna rosh and go back to the drusha of Mitzrayim. Right, the Bahag says, "Ein liel Shabbat Chag Matzah minayin Tamad Lomer leman tiskored Yom Tzeit Chamer Mitzrayim Chag Hashavot minayin." He has three separate pasukim: Zacharta Kevreita b'Mitzrayim Mishamart Vasita Chag Sukkot minayin Tamad Lomer Zacharta Kevreita b'Mitzrayim Techashem Okecha Vilu Moad Yalfi Shabbat Mitzvilakos Vaf Yom Tzvilakos Hine Yesh Laayin B'Limudzeh. What is this limit of the Bahag? Shabbat Shabbat Tiv Zacharta Yom Shabbat Lekatcho. On Shabbat, the Pasuk of Kiddush says, remember the day. And here it doesn't say it. It just says Zachor. And Moshe is like, what is the Bahag doing? Zachor Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with Kiddush? And what's his answer? Zachor Gabay Amalek. Right? He said, according to this, would you have Kiddush on Purim? Because you're remembering Amalek? And the answer would be?
Yes.
Yes, if you are the Mincha Blula and you're a weird 16th century Italian. And that's why you think you get drunk on Purim. But if you're in, but to quote the Eloi from Irloi, Tamua. What are you talking about? Right? I don't know what you're talking about. Pashto says there is no Kiddush on Purim. So then if that's the case, what is it, does it mean? That Kiddush on Yom Tov is learned out from Mitzrayim. So he says, V'itachen l'harchik lechet od b'dar b'hag, v'lomar she'ein zeich l'dvem chela mikarei kiddush. So maybe you would say that remembering Mitzrayim isn't just an integral part of Kiddush on Yom Tov. What is it? It's not just an integral part of Kiddush. What is it? Kiddush. It's not an integral part on Yom Tov. It is Kiddush. That's what it is. The Kiddush on Yom Tov is not really Kiddush of Shabbat. It's something different. So now we're plugging in. What might that different thing be? Rav Moshe suggests it's a Kiyum of Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim, not Kiddush on Yom. I know. I thought it was interesting. I don't know if I'm convinced, but in the Bahag, I am convinced. Because the Bahag is very surprising. He says, "Ach rak chelek nosav kedusha yom." It's not just an extra part of kedusha. Elish shezeu ikaro shel kedush bilvad. It is kiddush. V'tulo v'nirish shedavar zeshanim machloket achronim. Said whether this is true is a machloket achronim. And what would the nafka mina be? Gabe's question five times over. But Rav Moshe says, "How will I know whether what I just said is right?" Gabe, what's the nafka mina? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Very good. Because if you think that Kiddush on Yom Tov is a Cheftza of Zeich Letziat Mitzrayim, then it's only going to be the Shalosh Regalim, which are Zeich Letziat Mitzrayim. But if you think in the end of the day that Kiddush of Yom Tov is like Shabbat, then maybe even the Chagim, which are not the Shalosh Regalim, are not Zeich Letziat Mitzrayim, will be Minat Torah. What? Well, not in a fundamental way, right? Because they're part of the Mikrai Kodesh, but they're not historical events, and the Torah never links them in that way to Mitzvah Mitzrayim. And he says that the Aruch HaShulchan says that on Rosh Hashanah, you are Chayav Midaraita. But he finds yet another Pasuk. And what Pasuk is that? You tell me. Kobe? What Pasuk does the Aruch HaShulchan use to prove Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah? Zichron Trua. It's yet a different chalos. It's a different chalos. But the Elyo Rabba says, nope. Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah is Derabanan. That even if the Shalosh Regalim is Deoraita, the Elyo Rabba falls in Gabe's camp and he says that's very fancy. But it's only the Shalosh Regalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not. So now if we plug it in, one possibility is that it's Daraita, it's different because it's different in Mitzrayim. But if you hold that, then you'll end up like the Eliya Rabba, that it's only the three, but not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur unless you have a separate Pasuk.
Would it have to be based off this Daraita?
No, and that's why, according to Eliya Rabba, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Darabanan.
I mean, sometimes the rabbinical...
Because sometimes Eliyahu is Eliyah, and sometimes Eliyahu in Tanakh. So it's either the Eliyah Rabbah or the Eliyahu Rabbah. But it's... Normally, for some reason, he writes it as the Eliyah Rabbah.
I mean, Eliyah just means that...
You drop the Vav. But sometimes in Tanakh, you have this. You didn't know that. Sometimes Eliyahu is called Eliyah HaNavi, not Eliyahu.
I've seen... The first time I thought about it was like Shamash Shem for a second.
No. Wait just a second. Let's just get this point. Where is it? Where is he called Eliyah HaNavi?
Yep.
Oh, come on. The very, 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 very end of the second to last pasuk of Navi, of all Nevi'im. What is the last sefer in Nevi'im?
In
Tre'asar, what is the last sefer in Tre'asar? Malachi, and what is the second to last pasuk in Malachi, which when we read it as a haftorah, we repeat it as the last pasuk, because this last pasuk is really bad. Because otherwise Navi ends with the words v'hiketi et ha'aretz chirim. So we repeat the second to last pasuk as the last pasuk, and that is Moshe. What is it? Since you know this, now tell me what it is. What is the? How do we end the haftorah from when we quit Malachi? Zichru Torat Moshe Avdi Asher Tziviti Oto V'Charev Al Kol Yisrael Chukim U'Mishpatim. Remember the Torah until what point? Hine Anochi Sholech Lachem Et Eliyah Hanavi Lifnei Bo Yom Adonai Hagadol V'Nora. It's Eliyah. No, it's Eliyah Hanavi. Oh my God, it's a pasuk in Malachi, people. Eliyah! No, they don't. Eliyah Hanavi. It's a pasuk in Malachi. You don't have the right to change it and say, "Oh, I like when he's Eliyahu." No, the Navi said Eliyah. But in this pasuk, it is. If you're quoting this pasuk, it's Eliyah. Not in this pasuk. No, when they quote this pasuk, if they say Hine Anochi Shaleach Lachem Ed Eliyahu Hanavi, that is wrong because there's no such pasuk. I don't know. He claims that people's. Do it, and I'm telling them no, because it's not the pasuk. Else, most of the time, he's Eliyahu. But in the last pasuk...
I know that pasuk from when people would say it, and they would say, you know... As in songs. It's like one of those songs you find in the back of the bench.
And what? When you do the Haftarah also, then you do it this way? Come on.
I've never done it before.
Are you sure you've never done it before?
They were singing it on Yom Yerushalayim, and they did it. With
and what Haftarah is it? It's not a famous Haftarah at all.
I know this.
Shabbos HaGadol, people! It's a very... The whole Shabbos is called after this. What of the... This Pasuk, Hayom HaGadol V'Anora, Shabbat HaGadol. This is one of the reasons it's called Shabbat HaGadol. Because it is...
It's a good Shabbos.
Okay.
Oh wait. Masfer, I was asking before that. Is it like how possibly Yom Tov was rabbinical, but it was like based off of Shabbos Kiddush? Like
Kiddush on Yom Tov. Yeah, that's definitely possible.
So yeah, so could it be like the same with Rosh Hashanah?
It's possible. Yeah, for sure. You could say that Rosh Hashanah is conceptually modeled. That's totally possible. Or you could say that the rest of Kiddush is all right, and only Rosh Hashanah is the modeled one. You could definitely do that. Now, very quickly, what about Kiddush during the day? What about Kiddush during the day? So as we already saw, Kiddush during the day, it's machloket. Does it have a din Kiddush? Or does it not have a din Kiddush? Okay, I don't need to repeat that. But what about on Yom Tov? So then it depends. Very good. So he says, if it is the same as Shabbat, then whatever is true of Shabbat is true of Yom Tov. So you think Shabbat Kiddush during the day as a din Kiddush, then Shabbat, during the day Yom Tov as a din Kiddush. All that is...
But if you say it's
different, then you can still have it change.
But if it's different, then if it's different, so then what would it depend on? So if it's a din su'uda.
Is there a din su'uda on Yom Tov?
Very good. So Ram Chalava says maybe not. Ram Chalava says maybe the din su'uda on Yom Tov is different, and therefore, so if you look at the end of, like, the almost towards the end of this, he quotes the Ram Chalava, the ikam and amr davka shabbat of the Yom Tov. Some people say that Kiddush HaYom doesn't even exist on Yom Tov. Why? Because there's no din su'uda. Right? Because maybe there's no din su'uda. Maybe. Not everyone agrees, but maybe. But who does say that? Maharam. Because the Maharam says, Hitaneh b'sof yomav, shnei yomim tov roshana, v'kidesh lo v'nei veto kiddush haraba, mitam shakidush heve d'oraita. No, sorry. Who says that there is a chiyuv? Maharam. Maharam, not only did he say there was a chiyuv, but it wasn't part of the suda. Because remember, we saw the brisker up the last 2 days? Maharam, Meirutenberg, towards the end of his life, would fast all of Rosh Hashanah. But you know what he would do? He'd make Kiddush without eating on behalf of his family, Yom Tov, during the morning. So what does that show he holds? Rosh Hashanah, Kiddush is d'oraita, even during the day, and it's not chilek min asuda. It's a din Kiddush. And therefore he can be motzi, everyone. This is, so if you wanted something that's mamish, the exact opposite of the grizz, it would be even on Yom Tov, where there might be a din suda, when you're fasting, you can make Kiddush without eating for your family. That is about as far as you could possibly get from the grizz. Now, the Magen Avraham says, and the Magen Avraham said, no, Kiddush is dirabbanan. The Netziv says, why does he hold that it's during the day? Because he holds like Mechilta. And the Mechilta calls it Eil Mikra Kodesh. And just because by Zachor, right, he says it's more than that. Even if on Shabbat it's Derabbanan during the day because it's only Zachor B'Knisato, on Yom Tov, who said Eil Mikra Kodesh at the Grove of Dham is only once a day? Mechadesi. We know that by Zachor. How do you know that? By Eile Moadei. The Rav Yah says this explicitly. The Rav Yah says that Kiddush during the day on Shabbat is Dirabbanan, and on Yom Tov is D'oraita. But now, why does he say it's D'oraita?
Kiddush during the day is
D'oraita. On Yom Tov. On Yom Tov. On Yom Tov.
Rav Yah says there's no Kiddush day Yom Tov.
Very good. And why is it D'oraita? Not me din Kiddush, but... Think Grizz. Midin Suda, and why on Yom Tov would Suda be stronger than on Shabbat?
Because that's what it's Lochem.
Simcha. Because there's a mitzvah of Simcha. And the Rav Yah says, yeah, Kiddush during the day is a different chalos. Lichumra. The Kiddush during the day on Yom Tov is Daraita Midin. Simcha, and what is part of Simcha? Wine.
Oh.
Right?
So meaning now,
so the Maharam is the inverse of the Grizz, and the Rav Yah is the Grizz incarnate, but only on Yom Tov. Right? That on Yom Tov, Kiddush is D'oraita al Hayayin.
Why does the Grizz say that there's no Kiddush Holocaust?
Because you don't say the words Mekadesh Shabbat. You're right. It's a din. You're right. It's not a din Kiddush.
Oh.
It's a din Simcha al Hayayin. But there really is Simcha al Hayayin. It's Yom Tov. Right? So now, just to summarize, now that your question, right? So I know there's a mess at this point, but what do we get? So, possibilities. It's D'oraita, just like Shabbat. Seems to be Rambam, Igros Moshe. So whatever you say about Shabbat, you say about Yom Tov. Yeah? Possibility that is true on but only at a Derabbanan level, and that is Shulchan Aruch Harav. Possibility that it's D'oraita from a new Pasuk. Now, that could be only at night because it's stronger, because you're adding Kedusha, because it's Yom Tov. Weaker, because you're not adding Kedusha. Maybe that... Or it's a kiyum and zeichet tziyat Mitzrayim. What about during the day? So on the one hand, you might say Eilim Mikra Kodesh is even during the day, or the Rav Yah, no, the Grizz essentially. It's a din Simcha al Hayayin. You're right; it's not a din Kiddush, but it's Simcha al Hayayin. Other possibilities: it's weaker. Why would it be weaker? So maybe you're adding Kedusha, but you don't need to add Kedusha because you already did that. We saw Nafkamina Suffix. That's going to be right to draw bottom. Women. Well, is it the same as Shabbat? parallel to Shabbat or fundamentally different. We saw that Rabbi Akiva Eiger thinks it's different. Women are putter. On the Jerabana level, Shulchan Aruch thinks they're chayav because it's parallel. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's the same as Kiddush on Shabbat and chayav, and the Torah Raphael says it's parallel. Not the same, but parallel. Eating before, is it a din Kiddush? What we saw on the one hand, the Maharami Rutenberg goes to the opposite extreme and says it's totally ritualized. It's just like Kiddush. You can make it even while you're fasting. At the other extreme, the Rav Yah says, no, Kiddush during the day on Shabbat is Rabbanan, on Yom Tov is Daraita, Midin Suda, Midin Simcha. And then the difference in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is, well, is it from Mikrai Kodesh, in which case Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are, or is it from Zeich Litzim Mitzrayim, in which case maybe it's only the Shalosh Regalim and not Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, unless you have a separate process for Rosh Hashanah, which the Aruch HaShulchan does, of Zichron Shrua, but we saw that's Machlok at Aruch HaShulchan and the Eliyahu Rabbah. Okay, so that is a little bit on Kiddush on Yom Tov. Yeah. I don't know. Probably the Rav Yah would say that because you have, if you think it's Midin Simcha, presumably you could end up with the Grizz. Right? Because everyone has to drink. No one thinks you can make Mekayim Simcha without participating. I mean, it could be they won't need wine because you're giving them nice clothes and candy and all the other things we talked about at the beginning of the year when we did Yom Tov. Simcha Yom Tov. What? No, parallel to the Grizz. Parallel to the Grizz. No, I understand. This is parallel to the Grizz. It's the Grizz on steroids, because it's Yom Tov, so it's Simchat Yom Tov. Yes. Okay, good.